Courage is fear that has said its prayers. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. There, I said it. Last week, if you were listening to the program on Tuesday, because I always say this sentence on Tuesday, it's a quote from St. Peter in his first letter. I spent a lot of time talking about how you can believe these words are true, because Peter, after he experienced the power of the resurrection and the gift of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Sunday, he was a new man. He's writing these letters after he became a new Peter, when he really genuinely became a rock. He's not lying to us. We can cast our cares upon the Lord. A lot of people won't take that rest. Well, what if God's not going to be there for me? Or what if God ignores me? Or what if God is asking too much of me? Or whatever makes you afraid, huh? What's that say about your image of God? Is God out to get you? Is that your primary image of God, that God's out to get you? Or is your primary image of God that He's indifferent towards you? That's not my God. What do I say all the time on the program? If God would forget us for a millisecond, we would go out of existence. He loves us. The Father asked the Son to come into the world to save us, to give us a living, tangible sign of the love. And it cost Jesus a great deal, didn't it? His love cost Him dearly. All right, today I want to talk about courage. Mark chapter 6, verse 51 is the quote. Jesus said, "Courage, it is I, do not be afraid." What's the context for that quote? Well, the disciples are scared to death. They were often frightened, weren't they? If you get frightened sometimes in your faith walk, you're in good company. Look at the disciples. And yet Jesus is going to say the same thing to us He said to His disciples. "Have courage, it is I, don't be afraid." How does fear help? How does fear help? Go ahead, say it, but that's only a human emotion. Yeah, it is. We are. I understand. Fear is very human. Have I had fearful moments in my life? Phew, yeah. Do I expect to have some more fearful moments in my life, especially as I grow older? Yes, I will. So the question is not whether we're going to have fearful moments in our life. The question is, what are we going to do about those fearful moments? Are we going to go to pieces? We're going to start crying all the time? We're going to take matters into our own hand and become a vigilante group? Or are we going to have the courage? Where's the courage come from? What's the opening line of today's program? Courage is fear that has said its prayers. We pray. We pray. In one of my newsletters, I told the true story, I had read it, about a man who was taking a different way home from work. And as he's walking down the street, he hears commotion in behind bushes, and very quickly he realizes that somebody's being attacked. He can hear a person going, "No, no, don't." And clothes are being moved, and the man said, "Why do I have to take this new way home? I never come this way." The man said, I'm not a very brave man, nor am I very strong." But the more he heard the struggle, he knew what he had to do. He rushed in, and there was a man on top of a woman. He grabs the man off the woman. He's struggling, wrestling with the woman, with the man. And finally, the attacker jumps up and he runs away. Meanwhile, the woman had scurried behind a bush. And he says he didn't come too close to her because he knew she was very afraid. So he tried to talk soothingly to her. And he said, "You don't have to be afraid now. The man, the attacker, is gone. You're safe now." And then to his shock, he hears, "Dad, is that you?" He saved his own daughter from being attacked mugged and sexually attacked. Thank God he had the courage, huh? He didn't walk away. He didn't just try to call the police on his cell phone. Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so in me you may find peace. While in the world you have your problems, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Have courage is another way to put it. I have overcome the world. If you don't consider yourself a very brave person, you could start training yourself right now. So much of our Christian vocation involves training. We train ourselves to pray constantly, regularly, frequently. We train ourselves to help the poor. We train ourselves to belong to a community of believers. All struggling, though. All struggling believers. We train ourselves not to gossip. The Christian walk is all about training. And we can train ourselves to be brave. How do you do that? Well, you make a decision, because it's all about decisions, right? You make a decision to step outside your comfort zone. As long as we're in our comfort zone, we're not going to take too many chances. If you can step outside your comfort zone, and you can show courage, you can show courage in a variety of ways. Let's look at some of those ways. You can take an unpopular stand that's based on the teachings of Jesus Christ. You can do that at a school board meeting. You can do that at a talk show. You can do that by writing a letter to the editor. You can do that by contacting your legislators. You can do that even at coffee break at work, when you challenge gossip or racism or bigotry or a not lie. You can certainly do that by defending your faith. You know, last week I talked about two words called diddly squat. And diddly squat refers to nothing. I got diddly squat out of that. People sometimes do diddly squat when their faith is being attacked. They won't defend their faith, their church, a position of Jesus Christ. They won't do that because they're afraid or they're given in to human respect. How many times on this program have you heard me say that most of us do not become saints because of human respect? We're afraid what the other people in the card club are going to say. We're afraid what the other parents at the baseball, on the baseball team, parents of other players, what they're going to say, and on and on and on. We're afraid what our relatives will say at Thanksgiving. We're afraid. We need courage. You need to defend your faith. You need to be able to take a stand. That involves education. That involves prudence and wisdom, but it definitely involves courage. Courage. Do you pray for courage? Those of you who have received your confirmation, if you belong to a church like our church, the Catholic Church that I belong to, sacrament of confirmation gives us the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? Let's review them for a minute. Here's how I learned them. Here's the words I learned long, 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 long time ago. Wisdom. Knowledge, understanding, piety, counsel, courage, fear of the Lord. So, just like the apostles on Pentecost Sunday, when they got courage and they were pretty frightened, hiding behind locked doors, terrified that they were going to be arrested and killed like Jesus was. And just like the gifts, the tongues of fire that hovered over their head on Pentecost Sunday. And they became, wow, you know what they did. They broke open the doors. They started to preach to people. People came running. They were so set on fire by the apostles preaching to them. They understand the apostles even though they didn't speak the same language as the apostle. Well, when we receive our confirmation, courage becomes a critical gift that we need more than ever in the times in which we live, especially when it comes to standing up for life. Life from birth to natural death. We need courage to defend our faith. Here's a wonderful prayer I'd like to share with you. It's called St. Joseph Prayer. And it goes like this. St. Joseph, we seek to make a home in our hearts for Jesus, and so we pray for the same courage and trust in God you showed as you cared for Mary and Jesus. Patron and protector of the family, you faithfully fulfilled your duties in the family and in your labor. Recognizing you as a model of a loving father and a faithful husband, we ask your prayers for us that we might welcome Jesus into our lives and faithfully follow him until the end of our days. Amen. Nice, right? Our prayer partners are our uncles who hopefully can inspire us by their lives. Let's pray for our uncles, especially if they're going through some type of trial right now. May God bless them. Today's food for thought comes from a Nigerian proverb, okay? I like this. The proverb says, it is the heart that gives, the fingers only let go. Good, huh? So, let me see if I can make you smile here. It's one of those question-answers kind of deals. This is a play on words. And then I got to warn you, it's probably a groaner, so get ready. Question. What did the cross-eyed school teacher say to his disruptive children? Give up? Get ready. Answer. I can't control my pupils. Cross-eyed teacher, pupils, two meanings of the word. Okay. Do you want me to give you a couple of minutes to groan here, or can I move on? Well, I better move on. You want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. You can let me know what you thought about that joke. You can let me know you listened to the program. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I am faithful about taking to prayer. You know, I really do take your prayer intentions when you send them to me, to God. And let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. Comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. And I think you would like my newsletter. You can send me a check to keep my hospital open for the poor in southern Mexico, way down south in Oaxaca, Mexico, one of the poorest parts of Mexico. I named it after my mom, the Anacitar Hospital, at least in English. Down in Spanish, we call it Clinica del Pueblo. Make the check to TASH, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And I always want to encourage you to visit my website at Father Scott, FatherScott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.